a profile now of an artist you may have never heard of. Her name is Mary Corse from Southern California. Her body of work goes back to the 1960s. Despite a steady career, she hasn't gained much recognition outside the art world. There's never been a comprehensive museum survey of her work. Until now. Dia Beacon, north of New York City, and the Whitney Museum of American Art in Manhattan are presenting major exhibitions of Corse's work. Work that you have to see, to fully see, as Karen Michelle reports.
There are times when a friend is telling you about an adventure they had, a concert they attended, and they finally give up, saying, you just had to be there. And that's how it is with Mary Corse's paintings, because with every change of light in the room, every movement made by the viewer, something else emerges from the deceptive, apparently monochromatic simplicity.
Some of the paintings are 30 feet long, 20 feet long, so it takes time as you walk by.
So without a viewer, does the work exist?
That is a good question. Does the tree fall? I think not. Perception has a lot to do with creating reality.
Corse tries to get at that by creating large canvases filled with rectangles and lines and shades of white that aren't immediately apparent. Artist and art critic Peter Plagans has both exhibited with and written about Corse. He's heard lots of other artists make similar claims about the role of the viewer.
It's an old aesthetic trope, you know, that every work of art requires a viewer to complete the circuit. Probably her more than most.
Corse's exhibition at the Whitney is called Mary Corse, A Survey in Light. And in fact, Corse calls herself a painter of light. With that, Plagans does take issue.
There's something too commercial about it. It sounds like, you know, it's a painter of light, right? Like some really bad Parisian artist with 75 galleries all over the world. Painter of light is probably more compact than painter who screws around with light. You know, you wouldn't want to say that.
Of course, throughout art history, painters have been screwing around with light, as Whitney curator Kim Connedy points out.
Actually, her practice has to do with something that painters have been thinking about for centuries. Think back to an artist like Caravaggio in the Italian Baroque period, trying to figure out how do you capture the ephemeral qualities of light, something that surrounds us every day as kind of phenomenon. How does that translate into paint, and how does that translate onto the surface?
Mary Corse has been wrestling with that conundrum since her early 20s. At one point, she was experimenting with light as part of the work, first using fluorescent lights, and later the more subtle radiance of argon. Still, for all of her experimentation, she was pretty much kept out of the big boys' club of Los Angeles art in the 1960s, as the consensus of the time was that painting was dead, concepts were in, the men were he-men, and women artists were pretty much ignored.
I was younger than everybody else, so I was still really a girl. I was in my 20s, so maybe that had something. I figure that had as much to do with it as being a woman, but I've also been in museum shows. Good shows, and they listed everyone in the show but me. I was the only woman, and my name was left out.
And it kept happening. Prominent curators wouldn't even come look at her work, and it wasn't like the burgeoning feminist art movement pioneers of the time had her back either.
Even though I wasn't that political at the time, I didn't want the art to be political, the woman's libus should still like me, because how many single artists raised two children, single moms? So I was working hard to live my life free.
Corse moved her studio to the wilds of Topanga Canyon near Malibu. And while driving nearby on the Pacific Coast Highway, she found a material that changed her work.
Probably about 5 o'clock, the light was just hitting the road. And the white lines were just lighting up. And I thought, oh, let's try that. So I went and got 50-pound bags of highway safety spheres. And it worked great. It worked great because it doesn't reflect, it refracts.
Corse mixes the tiny spheres into the paint. They're microbeads that glisten on the surface of the paintings while simultaneously seeming to emerge from them.
Painting is a magical thing, you know, the touch, the mark, the brush. And it has special qualities. It's very, can be two-dimensional. That's why I prefer it to the sculpture of three dimensions, because you have one less dimension. You have one less. It can be more minimal, get more to the essence. I want to get to the essence of reality.
All while screwing around with light. For NPR News, I'm Karen Michelle.